If you're rocking to get up and it's not a rocking chair, it's time for the Joint Relief Institute. Fast relief, covered by Medicare. 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Jonathan Lubin is the attorney in Naperville representing those firefighters. Hey, welcome to the show, Jonathan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing real well. Why do these firefighters not want to get vaccinated?
So I'm going to tell you this. I did not ask them that question because it isn't my business any more than it's anybody else's business. That, you know, what they wanted to emphasize to me was that they're not anti-vax. They're medical professionals. But what one of the things that they do, they provide ambulatory services for folks in Naperville. So it's not like they're ignorant as to the lay of the land in terms of the medicine and everything else. I didn't ask them though why they didn't want to take the vaccines. And another point that I wanted to make is that they're representing, you know, it's not just themselves. It's a larger group of firefighters from Naperville. And as I understand it, some of this larger group that doesn't want to disclose their vaccine status to Naperville may actually be vaccinated. It's just a matter of, in some cases, their privacy.
Well, you make it sound like an academic argument, but it sure sounds like an anti-vaxxer statement to me. I think the science is pretty well on the side of if you're coming into a lot of contact with people, you should be vaccinated. And if you don't want to be, I thought your argument would be more that the governor doesn't have the right to mandate it. It's a constitutional issue.
Well, look, if you look at the complaint and the petition that's going to be heard this morning, there's two arguments. There's a substantive argument, which is, you know, that first one. And the second one is that the governor doesn't have the right to mandate it because of, and as to that one, by the way, that's not, I mean, it's certainly a constitutional argument, but there's a statutory aspect to it, too. All of the lockdowns, everything that we've been going through over the last 18 months has been ostensibly authorized under the Illinois Emergency Management Act. And that gives the governor enumerated powers to do specific things during a period of emergency. And I realize we're kind of pressed for time here, but the point that I make there, and, you know, I welcome anyone to go and take a look at it. The point I make there is that this isn't one of the enumerated powers. The governor does not have the power to do this.
Yeah.
And it's a scary thing when the governor of the state. Look, if you substantively, if you don't agree with me about vax mandates on a substantive level, no, they shouldn't have that privacy right. Fine, you and I can have a disagreement about it. But when the governor just starts making up powers and taking power to himself, that's a bad thing. It's a bad sign in a democracy.
I think that's the broader reach of this problem, and I think you're on to something there. I wish the legislature would fix that. The Illinois legislature hasn't said boo about how we should manage this, and yet it seems to me like that's something the House and Senate should be doing in Springfield, but they won't touch it. So there's the governor every month enumerating or exercising this power that you talk about. The firefighters,
yeah.
You said you haven't asked them why. Do you know, have the six of them been vaccinated at all?
So I know the answer to that question. But since privacy is kind of the name of the game, I'm not going to answer it. And I hope you understand that.
Well, I don't particularly, but that's okay. I don't understand the mindset of these people, period. Aren't they worried that if they come into contact with people and the performance of their job, they could get sick or they could make other people sick?
In the case of some of them, they've already had COVID. That's not true about all of them, but in the case of some of them, they've already had COVID. And if you look at the numbers, particularly the numbers coming out of Israel, and now there's starting to be more and more studies about it, the natural immunity really is superior to vaccine immunity in terms of preventing subsequent cases, what they're now calling breakthrough cases. But in terms of the ones that haven't got it yet, look, these are folks who've been providing EMS services, ambulatory services, for the last 18 months. And, you know, they take a lot of precautions to make sure that they're safe and that the folks that come in contact with are safe. And so far they've done that, you know, admirably well. What's so suddenly is the emergency now that we're on the wane in terms of
COVID people
cases,
still get COVID. People still get COVID. I mean, I know it's been 18 months and you think, well, I've dodged the bullet that long. Now maybe I'm okay. But in fact, people are still coming down with COVID. It could happen to any of them tomorrow. It could happen to any of the people they're tending to tomorrow. Let me ask you this. Why are they suing the hospital there in Naperville?
So one of the issues that we're kind of running up against is that, and I think you kind of alluded to it before, you know, folks don't want to touch this one. So the city has said, well, the hospital doesn't want to work with anyone that isn't vaccinated. And the hospital said, yeah, it's not us. It's, you know, it's you guys, however, our preferences, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so we want to make sure that whoever is making the decisions they're going to be in the lawsuit, so that the court, when it enters an order, will be able to bind those people.
Well, the hospital defers to the city. The city defers to the governor. So I guess that's the chain of command, if you will. You're going to sue all of them. Are they seeking monetary reward as well, these firefighters?
The main thing they're looking for is for a declaratory judgment that the governor doesn't have this power. Right now they're all, the stress is really high. They certainly have been damaged. But this isn't really about the damages as much as it's about getting that declaratory judgment that the governor doesn't have this power, and that their right to privacy will be respected.
Didn't somebody, a legislator downstate, fight this fight last year? It seems to me like we've been down this road already.
Which are you talking about?
I wish I had a faster answer for you. There was a lawmaker downstate. Was it Darren Bailey, or am I thinking of somebody else, who was dragged off the floor of the legislature and said that the governor does not have the right to mandate this sort of thing?
So at the time, I think probably what you're referring to is when we're dealing with the lockdowns as opposed to vax mandates.
Yeah, maybe so. I think you're right about that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so the lockdowns were, and now look, in my opinion, I don't think the lockdowns were within the governor's authority. That's my opinion. When the judge says the monkey's blue, it doesn't matter what your lion eyes tell you, that monkey's blue. So if you look at the statute, it says that the governor has the right to control ingress and egress in the disaster area. So the governor said, well, the disaster area is the state of Illinois, and ingress and egress involves going to your job and so on and so forth. And so therefore, the lockdowns were deemed to be within his authority. But if you look at that same statute, there is nothing there that arguably, not if you squint your eyes and cock your head to the side, there's nothing there that authorizes this kind of thing.
We have 60 seconds left, both you and I. Are there applications beyond the firefighters? If they win, then do schools and police departments and drugstores get to issue the same sort of assertion that we don't have to get vaccinated?
I'd like to think so, but it all is going to depend on the judge. It's going to depend on what the judge rules.
Good luck to you, Jonathan. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, sir. You have a wonderful day.
You do, too. He's Skokie attorney Jonathan Lubin, the attorney for the Naperville firefighters.